The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara begins, the Mishnah begins, HaMizbeach Mekadesh. Mishnah Begimel Meral. HaMizbeach Mekadesh. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh as Haroila. This parak discusses different things that go, if they went up onto the Mizbeach, if they get the Kedushas HaMizbeach, and they stay on top of the Mizbeach, even though Be'etzim they should have been Pasul, and they shouldn't have been on the Mizbeach in the first place. In certain instances, it remains on top of the Mizbeach, because it gets the status of Mizbeach Mekadesh, the Kedushas HaMizbeach. On the other hand, there are certain things that come off from the Mizbeach. The Torah says, V'hoya HaMizbeach Kodesh Kedoshim, Kol HaNegev Behem Yikdosh, Pasuk in Shema Yischav Teslam Zayin. So anything that touches the Mizbeach gets a din Kedusha. V'meila, certain things that touch it, even though they shouldn't have been on there in the first place, they don't come back down. Now, the Mishnah says that there's a machloikas, Rabbi Yeshurim, Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon. What exactly is considered ro'iloi? What does it mean a Mizbeach Mekadesh is a ro'iloi? Rabbi Yeshua says that means ro'i le'ishim. Anything that's roi to be burnt in the fire of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Roi le'mizbeach means anything bechlal that's connected to the avodas of Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that what is something that's connected to the avodas of Mizbeach but not connected to the ishim? The Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that's referring to nesachim and dam. Dam is spritzed on the side of the Mizbeach. It doesn't go on the fire of the Mizbeach. Nesachim is poured into the cups on top of the Mizbeach, but they don't go onto the fire of the Mizbeach. So therefore, Nesachim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if they were Pasul and they went up, they would not come down, because it's the Royal Mizbeach. According to Bishua, if they went up, they would come down, because L'maisa, it's not Royal Ishim. A third sheet in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you have Nesachim, Haboy Machmas Atzman, if you have Nesachim that are not connected to a carbon, for example, if somebody was Menadev Nesachim, he wanted to be Menadev wine, he wanted to be Menadev Nesachim to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not connected to a carbon. In that case, lo yeridu, they won't come down. But nesachim that were connected to a carbon would be pasul along with the carbon. Now, the Mishnayos later on, it discusses different things that are alu, they don't come down, and if alu, they do come down. For example, the Mishnah says later on that alon, or yoite, or chutuzman, or chutzum koimai, if you have those things that were alu, then lo yeridu. On the other hand, you have the Mishnah says later on that if you have like a basa kachi kachim which was made for achila or kachim kalim that were set up, the chelik of the carbon that was set up to be eaten by the kohanim or the bailim, those things have no shachas in mizbeach at all. They're not supposed to be on the mizbeach. So those things im alu yerdu. Similarly, meisra oimer shtei lechem lechem apanim shor menachas and ketayrus. Even the Mishnah says if you have ketayrus that's not right to be on the mizbeach achitzen yerdu. The more things that the Mishnah say later on, certain things that are machlekes, that's the overview of the discussion here of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says later on, similarly, that if you have another step, let's say after it went up, it went back down, im yardu lo yalu, then it does not go back up. And the same thing will be, let's say they were on top of Mizbeach, and then they were paku, they jumped off the Mizbeach. So if it would be something that's kosher, we're going to see in a minute, that there's a din called paikin, the chiv laduri paikin. But if it's something that's possible, in that case, when it's piking, when it falls off the Mizbeach, it shoots off the Mizbeach, then you don't put it back on. That's the Hagdama to the Mishnah, to the Parak of Mizbeach Mekadesh. And now, we want to discuss a little bit around the Machlokes. Now let us return to the Etzem Shakla Vitaya in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yeshua? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua has a pasuk of Hia Oila Al Maikta. From there, you learn you need Ra'i Le'ishim. So, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with this? So, the Gemara says in the Pegimel Medbeis that Rabbi Gamliel uses this pasuk to tell you that there's a Chiyuv La'Hadurei Poikin to put back on the Mizbeach certain things that fell off the Mizbeach if they're in the middle of cooking. That there's a mitzvah to put it back onto the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, so what does Rabbi Yeshua do? How does Rabbi Yeshua know there's such a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, he learns from Asher Toich al Eish. So the Gemara says, so what does Rav Gamliel do? Why can't, what does he do with Ashtar Chalais? The Gemara says he used that pasuk for Rav Chanina's drasha. Rav Chanina had a drasha that, oilal mizbeach, yichuli oilat the machzav, yet the machzav yichuli k'tairas. So, since the Torah was a machzav, dafka oilal, you're not machzav yichuli k'tairas. There's no din paikin, but if Torah goes off, you're not machzav. So, right, the Gemara says, what does Rav Yeshua do? The Chari Rav Chanina has his ad drasha. The Gemara says, and he can't now even means to say that pasuk is used. How could he use it to tell you Ichuli Oila at the Machzer? Gemara says, Memela Shamet Minad Ichuli Oila Madrina. That he learns out Memela from the pasuk that your Machzer Ichuli Oila. So the Shaila is over here on the Gemara that first of all, how do you see from Ichuli Oila Ktayrus Yat the Machzer Ichuli Oila Madrina? Number one. Number two, how do you see it's actually a mitzvah to be Mahadr? As I fracked the Briskerov. And a third thing is, why couldn't Rav Gamliel himself hold the same drasha, of the same Mimela? Just like Rav Yeshua holds Mimela, you see Yichuli Oila Madrina. So Rav Gamliel should also say that. Taisus is mashim, Rav Gamliel doesn't want to learn two things from the same pasuk. The question is, why not? L'char, it's not totally stam if you could always make one or two drasha from the same pasuk. A fourth shail is that the din of Yichuli Oila Yata Machzer, Yichuli Tairas, why couldn't you have the same drasha according to Rav Gamliel from the pasuk of Oilal Maita, which the Gemara started out with? The same pasuk says Oilal Maita is talking by Oilal, and you see there's a din laduri paikin. So be memai k'tayrus. There's no din like duri paikin k'tayrus. So what is pshat in this Gemara? So in order to answer these shailos, we have to understand what is the pshat in two things. First of all, what is the pshat in the din laduri paikin? Is the pshat that the Haktorah was not finished yet, calls man, the Evarim are not totally burnt up, so the Haktorah is not over yet. So now, as a chelik of the Haktorah, you have to go back and put the Pekin back on the Mizbech, as I call it, to make the Shdavar Shaila. Or the Pshat is no, the Ba'atim, it's not, it is no, you already finished the Haktorah. You yoitzed the Haktorah already, no vos, it is a bazundar mitzvah of Lakduri Pekin. Biskarov says, that Be'etzim, even though Be'evarim, you need that should be Nis'achel Agarmi, that would be the full Kiyam Akhtar. But the Chiddush is that, if not for the Pasuk of Paikin, I would have thought that once it goes off, your Yaitz are ready. Because the Ma'at said, there was Ascholos Asrefa, it was already Al-Maikta, already started out. And on that, the Torah tells you that there's a Kasuv to put it back on. That's number one. Number two, what's pshat? Now we have to understand what is pshat in the ikulik tayrus iat the machzer. Why don't you put the tayrus back on the mizbeach? So the, and that also there's a pshat. Miskarov says, based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the din of ein lahachzik tayrus apokam al mizbeach. The Yerushalmi says b'shem Reb Zera tayrus akovsa humama. Ktoiris that went out, that it didn't fully burn, got a mum. What's a pshat in that? Says the Pnei Moshe, it's mamish a psul. It's not just the pshat is that you already did Akhtar, so there's no chiyuv to put it back. Fakarat. It's mamish puzzle to put it back. It's mamish asr to put it back. So let's understand now the pshat in the machloik is in this Gemara here in Gamliel and Yeshua. If we're the makar of the din of Laduri Paikin comes, and Mamel will understand that it didn't by Ketiris. The Gemara says Laduri Paikin, according to Rav Gamliel, comes from here, Oilal Moikta. And that is a din Laduri Paikin. According to Bishua, the din of Laduri Paikin is Gebait on the Pasuk of Asher Toichal Aish. So, Bamasik Aklara Shaila. According to the two psukim, according to Rav Gamliel, the yisaita of the pasuk ha'olal moikda is talking about the etzim hakrav itself. It's sitting in al moikda and it's burning and it's a chelik of the etzim hakrav alein. Narvas, you could end the hakrav now. And that the Torah says no, that there's a mitzvah to put it back on. But this mitzvah that the Torah was mechayev to put it back on, was that the pshat is it's, this whole naya mitzvah, was that the pshat is that it's stam no shaykhus to the free dik akrava or nein? This mitzvah to putting it back on is that even though you were yoitz already before, there's the inyan to be mashlim akrava, that's gufa pshat and exeris akosov. Or the nein, the pshat in the inyan to put it back on is a whole different pshat. The pshat in the inyan to put it back on is because the Torah says, ashetoich ala ish. That it's lach mishal mizbeach. In other words, this is a chelik of the kedushas of mizbeach. The whole yesod of Hamizbech Mekadesh is that when it goes up, it becomes Kodesh, Mekdush Hamizbech. It became Lachmash Hamizbech. So the din is that when Lachmash Hamizbech flies off the Mizbech, you could put it back on the Mizbech. But this pasuk Hashatoich HaLa'esh is B'chlal not even talking about the Ma'is HaKrov anymore. The pasuk is talking about pasuk that it's Beheir Mesadesh and Hashatoich HaLa'esh. So now it is now in the matzav of Deshan HaMizbech. It's Lach Mishal Mizbech. So there's an Indian to be Mamshach that din of Lach Mishal Mizbech even after it came out. So Kenzain, according to this, it's very geshmak, the Hamshach of the Gemara. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that the pshat and the chiyuv to put it back is fakert, because it's a chelik of the Hamshach HaKrov. So why don't you put back the Ketores? You don't put back the Ketores because the Torah told you that by the Ketores it's possible. This Akrav is a psul. It's possible. Not just stam, because there's no Indian to be mamshach the Akrav by Ketores. Again, it's mamshach psul. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the pshat in the reason why you put the poikin back in the Mizbeach is because it's only lachmas Mizbeach. So by Ketores, the etzim inyan of Akrov as Ketores is merenished in just the Sreifa itself. So there is no matzav of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. So Kenzain, there's no chiv to put back the Ketores, mitzad us alone that it's Lach Mashem Mizbeach. That's the Torah is telling you that there is a psul in the Ketores that you, and the together of Lach Mashem Mizbeach like Ketores is not enough to mechayev you to put it back. The haino that the Gila Akra is that by Ketores it doesn't have a din of Lach Mashem Mizbeach anymore. You would have thought it has a din of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. Zok Rabbi Yeshua, no, it doesn't have a din of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. But the haino that the Gila Akra was goofy telling you that Ketores does not have a din of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. It's Yitachin that Oy Bazoi, the gather of the Chi of Ichuli Oila Madrin, according to Bishua, is moving. Why that you see that Memela from the Pasuk? Why? Because if the Torah is telling you that Ichuli Oila does not have a status of Lach Mashem Mizbeach, so Memela you see from there that Ichuli Oila do have a status of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. You see Memela that Ichuli Oila has a status of Lach Mashem Mizbeach. So once you see that the Torah, that there's a din, that the Torah has to come and tell you that you don't have a matzah of Lach Mashem Mizbeach like Torahs, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if there's anything to put it back. To be mamshel together, if you're allowed to take off one time Mizbeach Mekadosh, you're allowed to keep it off, or you have to put it back. So Mashenka by Oilo, where you see Memel that it has a status of Lach Mashem Mizbeach, Shekol Mashem B'Shem Lach Mashem Mizbeach Yikar, you have a chiyuv to put it back on the Mizbeach. Mashenkin loiter begam liel that the pshat and the psul of Ketores is that it's be'etzim a psul mamish, like the Yerushalmi's mashma. The hainu that to be makriv that it's possible to be makriv as Ketores. So memela does kum tochais. It's a psul, but where do you see that from the pasuk that oila that ichuli oila that should have a din of a mamish a psul that you don't see that if okay, that should have a din of mamish a chiv to put it back that you don't see. And the same, that also for emphasis, what's the pshat that you don't learn that from the first pasuk? Here, oilal moikta, that is a mitzvah laduri poikin. So from there, you want to be memayet the ketairis also. From there, you're not going to see a psul in ketairis. You're not going to see a psul in ketairis, according to Rabbi Gamliel, from the pasuk of oilal moikta, because that's just telling you that in the mahalacha krava, it's, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it goes back in to be considered a hemshecha krava. But by ketairis, where there's no svara that it should be considered a hemshecha krava, memayel, you're not going to see a psul in the ketairis that you can't put it back. So the male, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you needed to have the other pasuk to tell you behedya that there's a psul v'chulik tayrus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.